You're listening to SBS News.
The fact is, this was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. It didn't bring calm, it didn't bring peace, and it never will.
President Donald Trump speaking in May last year when he pulled America out of the deal agreed with other major powers in 2015. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, saw Tehran agree to significant curbs on its nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. The deal was endorsed by a UN Security Council resolution soon afterwards. On Monday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif announced that it now had more low-enriched uranium than that deal allowed. He says Iran was exercising its rights as the US had walked out of the arrangement and that their next step will be to enrich uranium beyond the percentage allowed under the deal.
The Europeans have failed to fulfill their promises of protecting Iran's interests under the deal.
Mr. Zarif said Iran had waited 60 weeks after the US pulled out for the European signatories to the agreement to do something before breaching the limit. Enriching the uranium beyond the allowed level would mark the first step in a process that could eventually be put to producing the more highly refined material that can be used for a nuclear warhead. Stéphane Dujarric, a spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, says the UN leader is urging Iran to continue implementing all its nuclear-related commitments.
Such action by the Islamic Republic of Iran would not help preserve the plan nor secure the tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people. It is essential that this issue, like other issues related to the implementation of the plan, be addressed through the mechanism established by the JCPOA. He encourages the Islamic Republic of Iran to continue implementing all its nuclear-related commitments under the JCPOA as the participants continue to seek ways to overcome the considerable challenges the country faces.
Israel, a long-term critic of the JCPOA deal, says Europe must now join the US in imposing sanctions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran has lied throughout the process.
Soon will be revealed additional proofs that Iran has been lying this whole time. I say again, Israel will not allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. On this day, I also call on all European countries to stand behind their commitments. You committed to act the moment Iran violates the nuclear agreement, and you committed to activate the mechanism for automatic sanctions that was set in the Security Council. Then I say to you, do it. Just do it.
Do it. Just do it.
Britain's outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka at the weekend, said it's vital to keep the Iran nuclear deal in place.
With tensions rising in the Gulf, we must all stand together. Escalation is in no one's interest. We need engagement on all sides to find a diplomatic solution to the current situation and to counter Iran's destabilising activity. At the same time, the UK will continue to work with our JCPOA partners to do all we can to keep the Iran nuclear deal in place. We believe the deal makes the world safer, and I want to see Iran uphold its obligations.
Whether it's now too late for the deal to be rescued remains to be seen. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.